Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
First, the GA president, Jarlath Burns, has said a return to September All-Ireland finals is possible, but only if the counties were willing to adopt uniformity in their own club championships. He was speaking to GA Go about this.
Let's say if we went back to the old way, where we have the All-Ireland finals back whenever they were. And what you say is that there's the master fixtures plan. This will work if every county operates its league and championship on this format.
Our own off the balls, Eoin Sheehan, is with me here in studio today. Jarlath Burns has opened the door for a return, so, Eoin.
He has. The key reason why this would happen is an interesting question we can pose, but I think also how this would happen is a massive challenge for Gaelic games in general, because the GAA is not just one organisation, it is a collection of 32 fiefdoms all around the country which operate in football and in hurling, and trying to get them all in line to have appropriate competition structures that will allow you to do your thing with regards to the calendar will be a huge challenge. Now, the question for me is, why do you want to push this back to September? And it seems to me, I'm open to correction on this, but it seems to me that the main reason why people want to push this back is because of promotion, that the GAA is missing out on a massive shop window which comes from late summer, early autumn, i.e. going back to schools and the All-Irelands are being built up to, etc, etc. I think, though, there are other factors at play here why Gaelic Games is not being promoted to the best of its ability. And one of those reasons, probably the biggest reason, is competition structure. For example, we're now proceeding through a provincial championship structure which is close to pointless, Andrea. And that is the worst promotion for the game when you've got a terrible structure.
The league straight into the championship.
The league being before the championship. So we've got these provincial championships right now that are pointless. We know that Dublin are going to win Leinster. We know that Kerry are more than likely going to win Munster. Half of the provincial championships are really poor. The Ulster Championship is brilliant, but I think there's now a movement towards pushing these at the start of the year, and we're using up valuable weeks on provincial championships.
I do want to hear from clubs, players, even if you're a recently retired player, we'd love to chat to you in the show today. Spectators as well around the country. Do you want a July or September All-Ireland finals? 1800 453 106 is the number. Is there enough pressure on just, will they bother reverting? Will they go back?
It does feel that there is now a collection of opinion that this is definitely populist to move it back somewhat. Going to September, I think, is pretty dramatic. I can see a world in which the All-Ireland finals next year are played in August, maybe the week after.
But it was always September.
It was always September.
The first and third, wasn't it?
And we need to remember why they pushed it up to July. And that was because the calendar was too compacted after September, where club games would be rushed in and players would be playing ridiculous levels of football and hurling into the winter. And it just wasn't viable. So we need to remember that. We need to remember what is going to be lost here if you push the All-Irelands back to September, which is that these club championships would be extremely hard to run off. And we need to remember that 99.9% of GAA players are club players.
Okay.
Sorry, 100% of players are club players.
Yeah.
All the county players are club players as well. And the vast majority of them are club only. So I have definitely got a sense from the players that they've been happier in the new situation where they've got more opportunity to play games.
Liam Brassel is on the line with us as well, Eoin. Liam is from Kilrossenty GAA in Waterford. Do you want the All-Ireland finals back to September, Liam?
Good evening to all your listeners. Yeah, I think it should go back to the first Sunday and the third Sunday of September, because they were always a big day in the calendar here in Ireland, because people coming from abroad and coming to these games. And now you see it's on in July there, and it's all a packed calendar. And like, the league only ended up last Sunday, and now you're going to start into championship next Sunday there, and that'll go on till July there. I think it's very unfair on the local GA clubs and people that are involved in local clubs there. Because look, at the calendar now is all from one step into the other, and there's no talk at all about the clubs. Like, September, one time, people came in from holiday, they made a holiday of the Leinster final, football and hurling. And now it's on July, so it's holiday time as well. So people are going away on holidays and people don't come. I mean, it's a very expensive time for people to go up to Dublin in July compared to September, because this July is peak holiday time there. And I don't think it's right. It should never have been allowed to come back to July. I don't know why the delegates from each county allowed it at the time, because look, at the end of the day, the grassroots are the people that are supporting the counties, the clubs, And I think they should get a small say. And yes, and I think it should go back to the first and third Sunday of September.
Okay. Do you agree, Adrian? Adrian's with us in Dublin.
Yeah, no. Thanks, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. I largely would. Now I know. Ultimately, the big challenge for players was effectively one season rolling into the other, and it was never ending seasons, and that was leading to a lot of frustration with the players. So I see it. I can see it from their side also. But I think there's a balance that needs to be struck. We need to land in the middle. I think it's possibly asking a lot to push it out maybe right back to the end of September or whatever. But I do agree that there's a number of factors, particularly the cost, say, on families where previously you had a good spread of the games over many months. Now you could have three games in a month, and that's going to three matches out of one paycheck. That's a big, big factor, I think, for families, and that needs to be looked at. I also think we're going head-to-head now in July and August with... You have concerts on, you have so many other things on. You're in the height of our busy tourist season. A lot of overseas visitors coming in, and, you know, we're in competition with the hotels in Dublin then as well. It's very difficult.
But Adrian, you'd have to ask, though, who's the priority? Like, you know, are we to, you know, are you, I suppose, is the question that you're asking the players to continue and play up until a longer season, up until September, in favour, I suppose, of not having families and children, you know, paying huge prices in hotels. So, like, is that the flip of this?
No, I think you need to look at it. Like, if you look, other sports have managed to do it. I mean, if you look at our other sports, soccer, rugby, and that. Like, I suppose you almost need to have your almost like your master fixture list calendar. Charlotte Burns had mentioned that, and you work back, I suppose, from the All Ireland, and I suppose you slot in right across the year, but. But the balance has to be struck, and this is where it'll need to be, where it's very challenging. The players do deserve an off-season, whether they be club players or county players. They do deserve a window of time where they don't have to be playing, they don't have to be training. They get to go on holiday, they get to spend that quality time with their families. They get to just, you know, to breathe a little bit from the intensity of playing county. But it's a challenge. I get that. Football and hurling, it's effectively two sports. You're trying to roll them into one. But I do think we're losing out by playing the All-Ireland now in July. Like, if you look at last year, I was very struck by the fact that you had the All-Ireland hurling final. That was literally played on a Sunday. It was celebrated that evening. It was forgotten about the next day. You had to build up straight away to the All-Ireland football. You know, that wasn't a tradition. That wasn't the heritage. There was always a great build-up to the hurling final. Then there was a two-week window to the football, and there was a great build-up to that, and then there was a great post-celebration. Mm. That's all now. There's literally, it's just been packed in a shorter window.
This comes back, Owen, to your point, doesn't it, then, about promotion?
Exactly. I think that is the main reason that people will want to see this pushed back. I completely accept the points around hotel prices, other things going on in the summertime, but to be fair, I think using the people are on holidays reason to not play the All-Ireland finals in a window is a very first world problem sort of reasoning for it. Let's be frank here. You can take your holiday in France in August if you've got the cash to be going away for a couple of weeks. The hotel thing in Dublin and the cost of thing probably doesn't come into it.
Is
into
that a
it
fair
either.
Point, Adrian?
It is a first world problem, but I'm just saying what the point I'd be making is even the cost, even on if you're from a county who goes on a good run, now you're effectively looking at over June, July, August, you have a lot of games. You're asking parents, families to be buying a lot of tickets for a lot of matches. You could have three matches in a month. Yeah. It was more spread out. It was more of, you know, families could manage it that little bit better. But asking now, say an Ulster team, you go to the Ulster Championship, then you're into the All-Ireland Series, and you're accounted from Ulster. That's a lot of games.
It is. No, absolutely. And I take your point. Listener here says that the guy gave away all the publicity, 2 months of public eyes in the competition thrown away. There's no soccer or rugby during July, August and early September. So there's now no real build up anymore through the summer to the final. 087 1400 106. John is with us too in Meath. John, I believe you're a big fan, though, of the recent change to July.
Sorry, Andrew. Thanks for having me on. I would be more on the side of the actual players themselves from the point of view of other sports. There's room now. They've created a space for other sports for players to really get a taste of it and things like that. Because I found over the years, from like there were certain players that would be involved all the way up to the very end, and then your players that they'd be gone in the first kind of round of the championship and stuff like that, and they're effectively doing nothing then, and they'd like to have a look at other sports. They couldn't before, and now they can. And I found from the point of view of being, I played Gaelic and I played soccer, but I coached soccer, and I found that over the years I would have had to negotiate with GAA clubs to allow for them to release their players, because there is that stigma where you either play one sport or the other, and we would negotiate locally to have players released to come and play when they had no Gaelic football to play, which was great. That's what has happened for some of the other sports. And I always remember that story of, you know, like Brian O'Driscoll would never have been a world-class rugby player if he had stayed playing Gaelic the way Gaelic wanted him to stay. And then you've multiple soccer players over the years had the same thing, where they would never, if they had stuck to the rules that were put in front of them and stick to that one sport of GAA when there was no room for other sports for them. So we, other sports benefit from what the GAA did. I find, maybe I'm wrong.
How does the All-Ireland final date affect that?
No, what I'm saying is that there's only certain players that will get to the All-Ireland final. What do you do with the rest of them? What do you do with the other, you know, multiple hundreds of players who are gone in the first month or maybe the first 2 months of the championship, and they're basically gone on holidays, they're going elsewhere, they're wanting to do something else, and there would have been nothing for them, because that's like from that time of the year on, there wouldn't, like, if you take into account something simple like the weather affecting them from the point of view of, sure, like you're in Ireland, it rains 350 days of the year, so they can't play any other sports, because the only other time they get to play is kind of coming towards the end of the summer, and then for as long as they can up until the end of the year. And there's room there for it now.
Okay, Pat is with us too, John, in Mullingar. Pat, would you welcome the finals returning to September?
Yes, well, Christmas is on the 25th of December, and sure, the All-Irelands were always played in September, first and in the middle of September. So it's the kind of date that was fixed in your mind.
Mm. There's a kind of a loyalty thing, is there not, for a lot of supporters?
Oh, there would be, yeah. And as well as that, the games need to be competitive. You know, we get the sick now of seeing Dublin and All-Ireland, we'd say, for the last maybe 10 years or so, and fellas with 7 or 8 All-Ireland medals, and you couldn't even remember the name of one of them. You know, like when Christy Ring had 8 All-Ireland medals, everybody knew it. It's very much downgraded with the system that we have. The Leinster Championship, one-sided. $2 million people against a county with only maybe 40 or 50,000.
But what does that have to do with the date of the All-Ireland? Like, it's the same question again. I think people conflate these two issues. Like, there's deeper issues with Gaelic games, and I think you're banging the money with a lot of what you say, and I think there'll be a lot of people who agree with you. But why? What does that have to do with the All-Ireland final date?
Yeah, but it doesn't. First of all, they have to make the competition competitive.
Yeah.
If the system isn't competitive, it's no good, because your 80,000, you won't fill Croke Park. Well, maybe you'll fill it on the 2 days in the year, because I've seen an American football final one time, and they asked the spectators what team they were for. They didn't know what team were playing, because it was a big game and they just got tickets.
The elephant in the room, says this texter, is the provincial championships. They're a waste of time. They need to be scrapped in favour of a proper competition structure. Dublin playing the likes of Westmeath is of no benefit to anybody, says this listener. Also, who wanted to play championship football last week in horrendous weather? At least the weather is actually likely to be better when you're playing football later in the year. I played for a long time. I hated playing in March and April. You have heavy pitches and heavy heavier legs. Another texter, surely it's the players that matter in this entire discussion. In Cork, you could play the first round of the club championship in early May and then not play the next round until September, depending on how the county team are actually going. So the July final at least gets rid of that.
Completely. And your first caller, Liam Brassel, there talks about the grassroots. If he's really worried about the grassroots is the vast majority of people who play for their clubs. And those club players were really being put out by the September All-Ireland final. Pushing it forward to July, I accept, is probably dramatic. But pushing it back halfway between these two dates, between September and July to August, could be the best of both worlds, where I do accept that we need probably 2 weeks of a build-up to an All-Ireland final.
Would you be settled or would you be happy, Liam, with an August final?
No, I like on there about player welfare of Ireland. Like the club player must get his day in the sun as well. Like when the Ireland final is over in July, there, if you're an ordinary club, you're going to play hauling in for the next month or 6 weeks, and then you go on playing football in the muck, and then in the end of the year there, which is totally unfair on player. Like, so we're on about here with player welfare, and the whole thing is going from one into the other, and I think September. Well, the calendar month always for the Ireland final, I think it should go back to the Ireland final. But at the end of the day, the clubs and the players should get a big say on this. I think it was wrong first day for the GAA to just pull this back and look at. At the end of the day, like, it's the grassroots and the GAA clubs, they're the people that are making the GAA, and the GAA are going away from them always. Even showing the matches, they're only showing some of the matches on the games.
Gosh, that's, I know, a discussion for another day. One we've had plenty of times here on the show during the season last year. Adrian, just to Liam's point, to Owen's point, like, are the grassroots being forgotten about in this? Is Adrian still with us there? We got Adrian. No, we'll try and come back to Adrian maybe then in a moment. Just to own on this finally, like, he's Jarlett Burns is talking about adopting, or that the clubs would have to adopt this kind of, you know, uniformity in their own club championship. What would that look like?
It's a good question. I think that it's very hard to ask for uniformity when none of the counties in Ireland are uniform. How does the Cork and Galway championship differ from, let's say, a Wicklow or a Longford championship? These are counties of gigantic proportions compared to counties of small proportions. So how do you have a one-size-fits-all approach? It's very, very difficult. There will need to be essentially a diktat to the counties. This is what we're doing, and I'm not sure how the counties would react to that.
Yeah. When would or will a decision be made about this?
I don't know. I presume that when we get to July this year, if we get that far before this kicking all off again, this conversation will be front and centre. And come the end of the year at Congress, it will probably... it's in the start of next year, January, February, whenever Congress is. I suspect there might be a new motion that goes to the floor. So potentially for 2026, there might be a new All-Ireland final date.
Brian and Claire says the reason they were moved to July is that 98% of the club players only, which is the ethos in Bedrock of the Gas. So many people are either forgetting that or else they just simply don't care. Another listener says the problem is that the split season is a disaster, and the myth that the club players like it is also a myth. The split season was brought in because the GAA couldn't stand up to the county managers and tell them that they must release their players to their clubs. 2 weeks is the most they should hold up a club game. Mike has made the point that, you know, Andrea, to the people saying the provincial championship doesn't matter, they should watch the Munster Hurling Championship, which is starting on Sunday. And David makes the point, you know, you absolutely bring back the third Sunday in September. It was always a day to look forward to.
And listen, I completely remember the days of, like, the hype in school before an All-Ireland final, the weeks and weeks of build-up. There was something brilliant about it, and somebody who works in the media, it would be great for us as GEA correspondents, people who talk about GEA, to cover this. But we've also heard so much on the show down through the years of club players being treated like crap, and this has been a reaction
plenty
to
of
that.
Times. Yeah, so, plenty of times in the show here. Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball, all of our callers, Adrian, Liam, Mike as well there. Thanks a million to you for getting in touch with us. We might come back to this. A lot of people getting in contact on WhatsApp as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.